Hi there. The word for you today is encourage someone today. In Philippians 2 verse 25, we read Epaphroditus ministered to my need. That's Paul writing. When people are hurting, they need your support until they can get back on their feet again. Medical researchers have actually developed a bone bonding compound that illustrates this. It looks like toothpaste. Once injected into the body, it hardens in 10 minutes. In 12 hours, it reaches the compression strength of natural bone. A study in the journal called Science found the compound virtually to be identical to natural bone crystals. It so closely resembles real bone that the body doesn't reject it. Weeks after being injected into the body, the cement is replaced by real bone. According to the Associated Press, clinical trials, and I quote, show the material has allowed patients to discard casts early or altogether and to resume walking more quickly and with less pain. Pretty neat, huh? Epaphroditus is introduced by Paul in these words, my brother, my fellow worker, my fellow soldier, the one who ministered to my need. Receive him, therefore, in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such men in esteem, because for the work of Christ he came close to death, not regarding his own life, to supply what was lacking in your service toward me. When you ask, what was the great apostle Paul lacking? Good question. Here's the answer. Encouragement. And who brought it? Epaphroditus, a brother, a fellow worker, and a soldier, or someone who'll stand and fight for you. Epaphroditus worked side by side with Paul, and when needed, he fought for him. What an asset he was. You know, these are the kind of people we look for in a crisis or when times are tough because they lift us. So today, ask God to make you an encourager. His words and actions bring comfort and support to others, because the truth is, there really is no greater calling.